Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources told him more about what to expect from an Apple mixed reality headset. It would be a standalone device with an interface similar to an iPhone or iPad, as well as being able to be used as an external display for a Mac. You would also be able to use a Mac, iPhone, or iPad device keyboards to enter text. Supposedly, Apple has talked to Disney, Dolby, and other media partners about bringing VR content to the platform. It would also have an eye and hand tracking and support gestures like squeezing a thumb or forefinger to interact. A watch-like crown would let the wearer switch between AR and VR. It also may render realistic avatars when both FaceTime callers are wearing the headset. And the battery pack would be an external piece meant to be put in a pocket and connect to the headset by a wire. The device may yet be revealed this spring and is set to go on sale in the autumn. LastPass affiliate GoTo, formerly called LogMeIn, warned customers Tuesday that its November 2022 breach saw stolen encrypted backups containing customer information and an encryption key for at least a portion of that data. A GoTo security incident notification was shared with Bleeping Computer, alleging the attack affected backups related to the Central and Pro product tiers stored in a third-party cloud storage facility, including account usernames, salted and hashed passwords, addresses, emails, and phone numbers. Meta expanded its partnership with the NBA and WNBA to offer 52 live NBA games on its Quest headsets, as well as a selection of WNBA, NBA G League, and NBA 2K League games. Five games will be broadcast in immersive 180-degree monoscopic VR through its X Stadium platform. All games can be viewed at the dedicated NBA arena in Meta Horizon Worlds. Part of this expansion will also bring NBA licensed apparel to the Avatar store in the next few weeks. In other Meta news, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Messenger users will start being notified that conversations will be upgraded to end-to-end encryption over the next few months. Encrypted chats will include link previews, custom emoji, and themes. Bloomberg sources said Tuesday morning that the U.S. Justice Department is on the verge of suing Google over the company's dominance over the digital advertising market, with the case expected to be filed in federal court before week's end. The lawsuit would be the Justice Department's second monopoly case against Google, which controls most of the technology used to buy, sell, and serve online advertising. The lawsuit would also be the fifth major case in the U.S. that takes issue with Google's business practices. Alleging it dominates the market for online search, advertising technology, and apps on the Android mobile platform, which violates antitrust laws. The Wall Street Journal reports that Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and four other banks began working on a new digital wallet that will help shoppers pay at online checkouts with linked credit and debit cards. The wallet would be managed by Zelle operator Early Warning Services and operate separately from Zelle itself. Sources say the banks see this as a PayPal and Apple Wallet competitor, letting them keep control of customer relationships. Details are still being ironed out, but it seems likely it will involve consumers typing in an email at a checkout page. Expected to roll out in the second half of 2023, with banks hoping to enable 150 million debit and credit cards for use when it launches. At the top of the DTNS subreddit today, Amazon launched RX Pass, a pharmacy service where US-based Prime users pay a monthly fee of $5 to get as many generic versions of medications as they need. Amazon says at first it will cover 80 common generic drugs, including Losartan, that's the generic for the hypertension drug Cozaar, and Sertraline, which is generic for the antidepressant Zoloft, also some hair growth pills. Dr. Vin Gupta, the chief medical officer of Amazon Pharmacy, said that more than 150 million people in the U.S. are already taking one or more of the medications in Amazon's RxPass offering. RxPass won't support people on government medical plans like Medicare or Medicaid. Snoopy Tech reports that Samsung will announce five new upcoming laptop models, with the top-of-the-line model being the Galaxy Book 3 Ultra. Entry-level versions of the notebook will feature a 16-inch AMOLED touchscreen display with the WQXGA Plus resolution, a 16 by 10 aspect ratio, a 120 hertz refresh rate, and anti-glare coating. It will also sport Intel's Core i7 processor, 16 gigs of RAM, and up to a terabyte of storage. A higher-end version will include Intel's Core i9 processor, 32 gigs of RAM, a 1 terabyte PCIe 4.0 NVMe storage, and an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4070 GPU with 8 gigs of VRAM. Millions of players in China lost access to World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, and Diablo 3 because Blizzard Entertainment servers in the country were suspended at midnight local time on Tuesday after a licensing agreement with longtime local partner NetEase expired. Last November, Blizzard and NetEase announced they would not review licensing agreements that were set to expire this month. Last week, Blizzard said it had contacted NetEase to seek their help in exploring a six-month extension to the current agreement. And finally, Microsoft is testing a split-screen feature for Edge to compare two tabs side by side. Reddit user LeopEva642 noticed an experimental flag in the beta, dev, and canary versions of Microsoft Edge for the new feature, which, when enabled, shows a new button next to the address bar letting you split an Edge window into two separate tabs side by side. Once split, Edge will create a single tab with the combined web pages. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. If you enjoy this show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.